The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
She gets hungry for dinner at 8. She loves the theater, doesn't come late. She'd never bother with anyone she'd hate. And that's why the lady is a tramp.
Jam.
Doesn't like dice games with barons and earls. Won't go to Harlem dressed in ermine and pearls. Will not dish the dirt with the rest of those girls. And that's why this chick is a tramp.
Champ. You can't, you gotta change your words. Even Frank Sinatra in his later years did this too. And that's why this gal is a champ. So you have to be politically correct. Unless you're from Virginia. And then you can do anything you want. Hey, 606 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Oy, you can't make it up. How are you this morning? Great to have you with us on AM 970 The Answer. AM970TheAnswer.com with Frank and Alan. Debbie, you're very humble, ready for drive time players. How could I explain to you Trudy's Airwaves and online all around the United States of America and around the world? And we know you're listening, Australia, and we know you're listening, Israel. We appreciate that so much. How much can we express to you how much we appreciate it? You know, how about some guests? How about this? How about this morning? How excited I am. How about Alan Alda on the show today? How cool is that? I mean, am I right or wrong, huh? Thank you very, very much. Alan Alda is a legendary actor, host of the podcast, The Clear and Vivid with Alan Alda. And we're just so pleased. One of the all-time great actors. And, oh, by the way, he is Italian. So I just thought I'd tell you that. He's great on Ray Donovan. Have you seen him on Ray Donovan, right? Rick Klein from ABC News. Dr. Keith Ablow. Come on now. Are you kidding me? So thank you to Frankie Five Boroughs for putting the show together. That's why we show our appreciation by trying. You know, it doesn't always work out that way. But we try to bring the best guests that we can. You know, it's I'm breaking down the news. What is going on in Virginia? I mean, can anybody tell me exactly what's going on? It's in political turmoil, and I can't figure out, because it's one thing happens and the next. I don't know what the Virginia governor, first of all, with the abortion thing, and the governor lets it go and says you have to comfort the child. It goes away. That alone, the guy should have been vilified. The abortion thing, am I right or wrong? Help me out. I don't care what you're pro-life, pro-choice. It doesn't matter. If you're going to kill a human being and you're going to sanction the murder of that human being, then maybe you shouldn't be in political office. It's just a crazy thought. What do you think? Holy moly. They put this guy in, you know, this Northam guy. Then now the worst, the old government, he's in – it's – on his page, it's not like in a yearbook, on his page from his medical school, it's on, and again, not in the yearbook someplace, it's right on his page with his name on top. It's got somebody in blackface and next to a Ku Klux Klan member, and it was 1984, something like that. And I'm thinking like, whoa, that, and you know, and I keep thinking, and you know where I'm going with this, if it's the other side, if this guy's a conservative, a Republican, anything but a Democrat, this guy would have been done. The press leaves it alone. And then the lieutenant comes. You go with the lieutenant comes. Well, that's the guy's going to take care of. Oh, well, now he has a sexual harassment suit against him. They're leaving it alone. The press is doing nothing. They're talking about it, and you hear it, and it's so true. Why don't they give that lieutenant governor, and by the way, innocent until proven guilty, really. He says the whole thing was consensual, but why don't they give him what we refer to as the Kavanaugh treatment? where they went at. Where are all those Democrats that went after and accosted and assaulted senselessly Judge Kavanaugh? Where are they? And maybe you can explain it to me because I'm so confused. Right? And then the attorney general comes out. This is Virginia. By the way, this is in the span of a week. The attorney general comes out. And Virginia, by the way, one of the most beautiful states ever, ever. And this is what happens when you vote Democrats in these days. See, forgive me. I'm not, you know, I would have, you know, I could see someone voting for some Democrats. But nowadays, so the attorney general goes, well, you know, I wore blackface once. And back. What's with the blackface thing, man? Did they have identity problems? I mean, what was that? The attorney general. Well, you know, now that I think about it, I think, oh man, you can't make it up. And they're all Democrats. And you want to know what's going to happen? Nothing. Because why? Because they're all like progressive socialists like that. And go back to, like me, I always go back to the beginning of the problem, where it emanates from. And then that's how you with the problems. Like I always say, you got to go right back to the core of the problem. The problem is for this governor, Ralph Northam, to allow a baby and use the word comfort the child. And then you decide whether that child lives or dies. You say something like that on God's green earth, it's going to come back to haunt you. And this guy's getting every bit that he deserves because of that. And that's the problem right there. They should have stopped him right there. Joe on the radio, 6011. My gosh almighty, you just cannot. You cannot make it up. There's so much to talk about that really isn't riveting. And we will. We will chat about it. I'm looking here. It's another thing. I don't understand this. What's happening with Liam Neeson, the actor? He's one of my favorite actors, man. That guy's so cool. And he was hunting, like, people of color. We'll get into that because we'll chat. What's going on? Why can't you be like, well, you and I, again, I always dress my boomer brothers and sisters. We went through the biggest racial divide ever, you know, certainly since, you know, slavery, where we went through in the 60s. And there was there were people assassinated, presidents were assassinated, leaders, world leaders were assassinated. We went through it all. And there was an emerging divide in the country in the 60s like you've never seen, like you've never seen. And it's hard to explain to somebody young in office, you know, like some of these up-and-comers, that what we went through, what we saw as boomers, I'm telling you. And I always thought, our generation, what did we get out of it? What did we do? But you know what? We had the greatest generation as our parents. And that if that's not a blessing, and if that's not a lesson, how we just kind of settle into, you know, life and you accept everybody, you know, and who to fight for. And the greatest generation taught us that, you know. Now these young folks are getting into office and they're just causing more problems. And a lot of the times there are no problems, you know. And when you see at the President's State of the Union address who stood, who didn't stand. It was so weird. When you have a president of the United States saying, I'm going to deal with childhood cancer. And you know how President Trump works, whether it's Ivanka or somebody comes to him and says, you know, it's a situation and it's a horrible situation. You see some of these kids with cancer. And then Ocasio-Cortez will not stand for that. She won't stand. She didn't stand for these certain things, you know. The only thing they stood for was when President Trump very smartly acknowledged the women stand up, USA, USA, USA. It was great. It was bipartisan. It was great. But they were applauding for themselves. You heard that. They were applauding for themselves. But if there's something else that was you know, whether it was the childhood cancer, Buzz Aldrin, that SWAT officer who took 7 bullets charging into a mass shooting, you know, a Holocaust survivor, you know, World War II vet who landed on Utah Beach in D-Day. They didn't stand for a lot of that. That will tell you the core and character of these new people who are going into the Congress of the United States of America. And the problem is, younger folks don't get it. You and I get it because we've been through it and we've seen the upsets. So we got to really stay vigilant on this, on who we bring in and who we don't bring in. And that's why when I say I like when President Trump rips it up and why we voted for him, it's because there's people like that who don't understand, who didn't go through anything and are just trying to take the country down. But we'll get there. I swear to God, we'll stay vigilant and we'll get there. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. We got a lot to get into today. 6:15, and Alan and Frank are here. So, but I got to tell you, I you know, so I have to tell you, because it's our intimate hour, and then this, I know Al would always appreciate this story. And Frank and Al, good morning. I got to tell you this story, guys.
Good morning.
This is it. This is an Al story, Frank, like this. Boy. No, so when
I'm nervous already.
Yes,
I'm
right.
No. You'll love it. I go to get, and I feel like I could talk now because as when the sun comes up and an hour goes by, then everybody's up. So this is our little intimate hour we could talk about. Because I don't mean to say anything bad about anybody, but it's more funny than anything else. So I take my mom over to this rehab place, right? And she's doing great, by the way. Thank you. I saw her yesterday, and I'm going to go over after the show again. So I go in. Now, you check your mother in, and I'm by myself, and I'm on my own. And it's all me, and I'm protecting this magnificent woman, this warrior from the greatest generation who has done so much for so many people. And I'm going to do whatever I can to make her comfortable. And she's got all her wits. She's so good, by the grace of God. She's so smart. So I'm checking her into this place, right? Right? You check her in. So it's now I'm the parent. You hear how that works, right? I'm the parent. So I go in now. I want to get an ID. It was late, and the people were busy. And I wanted to make sure, and I just kind of, in a very nice way, wrangled everybody, all the nurses and all the staff. Wait, hold on. There's my mom. Let's get an ID bracelet. Let's get you. Please do a. You want to do a blood test? All the whole thing. As I'm walking in that fray, and I'm so concerned about. There's a guy says to me, Al. He goes, "Hey, Joe Piscopo. Hey, oh my gosh." I just saw you. Remember I saw you at the Starbucks? Remember I saw you at the Starbucks at the hospital? Yeah. Listen to me. I go like this. I go, yeah, hi. He goes, hey, come on, let's take a selfie. While I got, I'm trying to wheel my mother in. Listen to me.
No.
Yes, listen to me. He goes like this. Let's take a selfie. Come on, hey, Joe, come on. And he would not move. And I said, oh, you know, let me just, and me and I said, can I just take care of my mother here for a second? I go into the room. I make sure she's comfortable in the room. And then I go back to the desk. And then I got to grab somebody. Could you please come check my mom? And they were very, very nice. And, you know, but it was late. And you want to make sure your mother's taken care of. So then I walk by the guy again. He's holding his smartphone. Hey, you recognize this? He's holding up the smartphone. As I'm running back and forth in a complete frenzy trying to take care of my mom. Hey,
I would have punched him in the face.
I know. Yeah. I said, where's Al when I need him, man?
I mean, you have your mother in a wheelchair, and you're begging to take a selfie.
Yes,
really?
Yes. And then showing me, Frankie shows me his cell phone.
Like, seriously, apparently, that's wrong.
I took a picture of him, I think, with his... niece or something like that. Hey, this looks familiar. I'm going to say, Mom, hold on. Yeah. Just stay there a second.
Mom, how you feeling? That. You all right? Everything okay?
Yeah,
good.
Yeah. Let me see that iPhone. Wow. Come on, let's take a selfie. You want to do it? Come here. We'll take it. Oh, my God. So,
no, you know what you should have done? You could do this and just feign like complete ignorance. When he started to show you, like kind of knocked the phone out of his hand by accident. Like, oh, I'm so sorry. Let me get my mom into her room that I have her in a wheelchair, and then I'll come back and take a look.
So I got everything settled. And then, of course, I left. Then he had left. So then I ran into his brother yesterday. So I explained. I said, look.
His brother?
Yeah, his brother.
What, you know, the whole family? What's going on here?
When you go into these places, you are all one family, I promise you. And then
you have to sign a waiver. I didn't think you had to sign your life.
Listen, because I got to tell you, as I was walking in my frenzy, and, you know, you worry. It's your mother. You worry. And I'm getting everything ready. And then there were two gals, a gal and her mom, and they go.
Oh, you would have stopped for them.
No. They go, Joe. No, Joe, like that. And I kept walking, and I went, hey, hi. I said, you guys okay? Yeah. I said, I got to go help my mom. They said, oh, we're helping my dad. Okay. I said, I'll be here tomorrow. Okay. And sure enough, I ran into him yesterday. We took pictures. We were outside. We did the whole thing.
See, that's nice.
Because they were women, and they get it. The guys go, hey, Joe, come here.
I know you got your mom in a wheelchair. Hold on a second.
So I meet the brother. By the way, really nice. And this is my home. This is Essex County, and that's like my home county. So I know you got
a severed limb and are trying to make a tourniquet.
I know you're bleeding.
Just stand there.
Rick, can you look? Did you remember this picture? I mean,
God forbid, if I ever went down with a coronary and I was grabbing my heart. Joe, can I take a selfie for a second?
You know what?
Call 911. Click. Oh my God! Wait. So I got to say. So the brother comes over and he goes. swear to God. Again with the iPhone. He's showing me a picture on the iPhone. Their brother does the same thing.
As if he's
and I go, you know
remember.
What? I got to take care of my mom. I owe your brother a picture, and you and I are going to get a selfie. Let me just take care of mom for a second. Apparently,
how much you tip him? How much did you tip him? Come on. I know you did.
It's $20. Leave me alone.
No, right. No. Right.
Only me. But it was so, it was cute. And I took a picture with, I think, his daughter, who was a waitress somewhere. And it was great. It all worked out great. But all I kept thinking about, Frank, was Al. If Al was there, and then you went after Al. You know how Al walks real quick, right. Bent over a little bit.
Yeah.
Like he's going to just.
But it's
anybody
etiquette.
Gets in his way, he's going to take him out.
But, Joe, it's simple etiquette. You have your mom in a wheelchair. It's not like you and your mom are visiting somebody there.
Yeah.
And, you know, you stop for a second.
Yeah.
Your mother is in a wheelchair. Well, did she want to be in a wheelchair? No.
But
she's at a rehab facility that you're trying to take care of her.
That's the one time they did not say Joe Pesci. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Exactly.
That's the one time they recognize you like that.
See, now, but if they would have said Joe Pesci, you could have just kept walking. You could have gone, huh? What? No.
Oh, you have got to laugh. So, and you know what? I got to tell you, it's all good. It's all great. Because when you're home and you're in your own hometown or home county and everything, it's all good. And I just had a good chuckle. And by the way, I took all the pictures. Yesterday, I was like, we did the whole photo thing, and I'll do the same today. So thank God. The good news is mom's doing great.
No, is that exciting? Is that exciting to like, oh, Joe's at the rehab facility? I don't know. That you know what I mean? Like, hurry, gather around. Well, I'm feeding Mary. No. Come on, he's here. It's a little, you know, don't you think?
Debbie. Only
that is
me.
Hysterical. Then the whole family's over
my
there.
My favorite was I'm scrambling in a panic, you know, because I have a worry wart, you know, for my children, certainly for my dear mother. And right. The guy holds up the iPhone. Hey, this looked familiar? Like that.
Oh, that's hysterical.
And I'm going, like, I can't. Oh, hold on, Mom. Wait a second right there. Before I get you checked in, let me see that picture, pal.
Mom, I know you're not feeling well, Mom. Just hold on, okay? I have to take a selfie.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You got to love it. But it's all good. It's all good. I did all the pictures and everything's good. But, you know. So you got to laugh, Deb. You got to laugh. How you doing, Deb? How you doing this morning?
I'm fine. Your mom's okay then.
Yeah, Grace, I got you. Oh, you know. I could go on and on about that generation, warrior. I use the word warrior, you know, coming out of, family comes from Italy, can't speak a word of English. They have one of 10. And you know the story, Deb, you went through, your mom went through when she came from England. Same kind of that when they come to this country, they love this country. One of 10, you know, and then they go on, they out of Newark, New Jersey. So, you know, it's the least we could do. You know, the greatest generation, like none other, Debbie Duhain. Debbie, good morning to you. 6:22, Debbie's looking out for you. She'll be with you all morning long, checking out traffic. How are we doing thus far on AM 970, The Answer, Deb?
Joe, I see an accident on the Palisades Parkway southbound exit 11 getting down toward New City. Over in Pleasant Valley, Plass Road at Freedom Road, it's an accident there. No problems at the Mid-Hudson Bridge. Inbound GWB 20, Lincoln about 30, Holland about 15 minutes getting into town. We're seeing some volume here on the Cross Bronx West at Jerome Avenue. Accident blocking a couple of lanes. Delays back out toward the Bruckner. And it's kind of busy on the eastbound BQE up by Atlantic Avenue with a collision. Eastbound Belt getting out past the Mill Basin Bridge, an accident there. And we're also getting reports of an accident northbound Van Wyck at Hillside Ave, sponsored by Positive Coaching Alliance. Got issues with youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit, offers more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit PCADevZone.org. Partly cloudy today, high of almost 50. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970. The Answer.
Debbie Duhaime. You know, I did 6:23 with Joe on the radio. I got Debbie Harry's. I went to harry's.com and I got Debbie shaving. And Deb, remember that? That was great.
Yes.
How great is Harry's?
Oh, I know. I love that razor. And it comes in that nice little kit, you know?
Yes. Right. Yeah. I gave one to Brian and Brett, my nephews, my wonderful nephews. And, so it's good for girls, good for guys. And anything you need, by the way, we have an invite to go over to Harry's on 6th Avenue. I love that they stay in New York. So you just let me know, Deb, okay?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. So thanks, Debbie. There was a testimonial from Debbie Duhame. I'm sorry. I had to ask, you know. But I did. And I gave a Harry's to my sister, too, you know. But we tell about the guys, you know, so many. When I tell you millions and millions of guys are getting Harry's, going to harrys.com, using the promo code Piscopo with a deal that you're not going to believe that I'm going to tell you about. You got to check out Harry's. I love it. I love shaving with Harry's. No matter where I travel, I have a little Harry's pack. They have the Harry's pack. You got to go on the website. I use the they have this defoliation thing for your face. I'm all about all Harry's all the time. You know, I always have Harry's with me. And you want to know the best part? I can shave like before I go on TV, for example. I could shave the day before. This is how good Jeff and Andy from Harry's.com invented these blades. I'm telling you. And I tell you, you know me, I'm always honest from my heart. It's like you shave the day before, you can get up the next morning. You don't have to shave because the razor gives you that close of a shave. 10 million have tried Harry's. 10 million have tried Harry's. And you can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, travel cover, all for just, are you ready for this? $3 plus free shipping. You just have to use, please, Piscopo at harrys.com. Jeff and Andy, Harry's founders, were tired of paying up for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. You know, they fixed that by combining a simple, clean design with quality, durable blades at a fair price. You know, Harry's replacement cartridges are just $2 each. That's half the price of Gillette Fusion Pro Shield, and all of Harry's blades come with a 100% quality guarantee. Now, for a limited time only, please, Harry's has a special offer for you, kind enough to listen to old Joe on the radio. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with the code Piscopo at harrys.com. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use the code Piscopo at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Use the code Piscopo at checkout to claim your offer. Let them know, you know, that Joe sent you. You can support the shows. Hey, I heard you on Piscopo, all right? harrys.com, code Piscopo.
If you're a firm believer that education is a top priority in helping shape our children to be the future leaders of tomorrow, then you'll be excited to know that AM 970 The Answer has developed a program to help parents send their children to the best Christian schools in the area. The half-off tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area. This is a great way for parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality education. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. This is just our way to say thank you to the parents and schools that already know the importance of a good education. For more information, go to am970theanswer.com and click on the discount tuition banner. Here are just a few of the schools available: Eastern Christian Elementary School, Flushing Christian School, Gateway Academy. Once again, go to am970theanswer.com for the full listing of schools.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 627 on AM 970, The Answer. You feeling run down a little bit? You feeling run down like I was a couple weeks ago before I started taking Balance of Nature? Now I started taking Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables in capsule form, and I am off and running. You're going to love Balance of Nature. Everyone is taking Balance of Nature. And this is what Dr. Douglas Howard, that's what he had in mind when he starts this fascinating story of Balance of Nature. He wants to benefit you, give you the energy, and it's so natural. I'm like a natural geek, if you will. Fruits and vegetables in capsule form. That's really all I got to tell you. The antioxidant properties within Balance of Nature is second to none. And Frankie Five Boroughs has been telling me about it. I finally got on. I feel great. And Frankie, you take, do you do, I asked you this before, you do the three and the three, right?
Yeah, I just took my three reds just now. And then this afternoon, I'm going to take my three greens. Those are the vegetables.
You know what I love about it, Frank? I don't even feel it on my tummy. You know, sometimes you take stuff that is upset. It's so easy on your tummy, right?
It's such a great point. Now, when you eat the fruits, for instance, you are eating. I mean, even though you're swallowing a capsule, you're actually eating aloe vera, an apple, a banana, a blueberry, a cherry, a cranberry, a grape, a grapefruit, a lemon, a mango, an orange, a papaya, a pineapple, a raspberry, a strawberry, and a tomato. Okay, that's all in
tomato.
That's all 16 of those whole fruits.
Wow!
When you swallow these three red capsules, I mean, there's not another way that you could get 16 fruit servings and 15 vegetable servings every single day.
That's, and you know how good Balance of Nature is? Frank just did that off the top of his head. That's because he takes Balance of Nature and he's sharp as ever. Balance of Nature, here's the number, 800-2468-751. Use the promo code TheAnswer for 35% off your first month's supply. Balanceofnature.com. Please be sure to use the promo code TheAnswer. Good health, it's only a phone call away. Call Balance of Nature, 800-2468-751. Promo code TheAnswer.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
I surrender to your hope, do anything.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo on the radio, 629 on AM 970, The Answer. Great to have
just
you with
one
us
more
this
picture.
Morning.
One more picture.
Yeah, one more picture.
One more.
You would have clocked the guy.
Please, just
and
one yet, more.
And never enough. It's all you want. I have no, but just let me take care. It's like when you're with the kids, you know what I mean? If you're with, you got to just, oh, it's just so funny. You got to laugh.
I'm sorry, Mr. Piscopo. Is your mom, is she okay on the walker there? And it was just one more. All right? She's steady? Can you just take one more?
I tell you in a quiet hour. I don't want to, don't, you can't take offense. You just got to laugh at it. You cannot make
Yeah, you can. I mean, it's your mom. I would have, my reaction would have been, this is my mother. Could you give me 5 minutes to just get her into the bed and make sure she's okay?
You would have clocked the guy.
Well, maybe, but, you know, I don't want a lawsuit. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, just a minute over there. Hey, so much going on. We don't even know where to begin with Joe on the radio. And this whole thing in Virginia has got me a little crazy. Frankie Fibros, we were talking about it. Because I'm telling you, the fact of the matter is, it's one thing after another thing. What is with blackface in Virginia?
If people haven't been following the story, what a shame that is for them. Because this is amazing. So the governor, as you mentioned, first got embroiled in these comments that he made over abortion, not even abortion, actually infanticide. We're not talking about a baby that's in utero.
That's right.
We're talking about a baby once they're born. So then a conservative-leaning media organization unearths these photos from his yearbook with the Ku Klux Klan outfit and the blackface. Turns out they're verified. The governor comes out, immediately apologizes. Then a day later said, you know what? That actually wasn't me, but I did wear blackface when I was impersonating Michael Jackson, and you should see me moonwalk.
Wait a second. Stay right there. This was the best. I've talked about this before. You have to, if you find the video, the governor goes like this. He goes, and some reporter goes, and you know the reporter's being a wise guy. He goes, oh, can you still moonwalk, governor? He looks down to his right. Listen to me. Did you see this out?
No.
He looks down to his right. We talked about it days ago. He looks down to his right to the floor. He says, oh, and you see as you watch, oh, he's thinking, I'm going to moonwalk for the president. I'm going, yes, please moonwalk. Please moonwalk like that. His wife, again, the gal always making sense, steps in. Inappropriate time to do something like that.
Yeah. If the wife has sense, he certainly doesn't.
Him.
But
and
how
if
do you
look,
admit?
If, no, wait. If you look at the still of the wife looking at Northam like that, she was like, what the heck did I get into now? You can see it.
Here's what I don't understand. You admit immediately that the pictures are you. Then the
he didn't admit immediately.
He apologizes for the pictures. And then the next day says, that wasn't me, but I did do it. Just fess up, you moron.
Yeah,
I mean, just say, look,
but why would
those
they put
are
it,
me.
Frank, why would they put it on his page? Because his name was on the top of the page. It wasn't like
and
it was an arbitrary
picture.
And
also a nickname that included a racial epithet. So there's that. So everybody starts calling on this guy to resign, and then all eyes go to the lieutenant governor, who'd be the next to take the reins of the governor's mansion in Virginia. Turns out, right as this guy's about to become governor, someone accuses him of sexual assault from 2004 at the Democratic National Convention. Now, silly me, and again, I don't want to denigrate any sexual assault claims because it's very, very serious, especially if what she's alleging is true. But you would think that this woman would maybe, I don't know, go to the police at the time that she's sexually assaulted, or a week later, or a month later, or a year later, not 15 years later when this guy's about to become governor, but okay. So now, okay, that guy's crossed off the list. That guy's too scandal-prone. Who's next? Well, then you have the Attorney General, Mark Herring, who is one of the people that has called on the governor to resign. So it turns out, as of yesterday, the Attorney General of Virginia, Mark Herring, also admitted to dressing in blackface and wearing blackface when he was in college in 1980.
And at this point, I'm thinking, all right, they're doing some kind of bit.
Right.
This is a bit. No, this is a comedy bit from Virginia.
They're 0-3. They're 0-3 in terms of the people that have been elected statewide office. Now, what happens, as everyone's been asking, if all three of these scandal-plagued politicians
they're
going to
get a black man in whiteface to come up.
Well, then...
I'm a black man, but I'm going to be a white man now. And then, I'm in Virginia.
The person,
I turn it around.
The person that takes over, Joe, is the Republican Speaker of the House, who won his election in a
coin toss. What color is he now, Frank?
Right? He's white. He's white. Okay. Right. But he won his election in a coin toss because it was tied.
Right.
I mean, this guy could be the luckiest person in politics.
Could you imagine if we had that in New Jersey? Yeah. A coin toss. Well, here it goes. You call it heads, tails. I mean, come on already. Enough. And how many people, what I'd like to know is how many people that are living in the state of Virginia now have not worn blackface? Because it seems like there are less people that have than have not. I mean,
yeah,
and I believe a beautiful state with beautiful people. But if I'm not mistaken, the third gentleman came out voluntarily. Like, they didn't find anything.
Mark Herrick.
He just like, oh, yeah, I'm in love. Oh, wait a second. You know what? Yeah. Like, he raised his hand. Like,
but you know, it wasn't like it was 1952 or something. And not that made it any better. It was 1984 or something. What were these people thinking?
Where in anywhere in the world is it acceptable for you to do that?
Right.
Well, it's not.
Again, and I don't want to defend either of these two blackface politicians or this purportedly sexually assaulting politician. But in the case of Governor Northam, you know, for instance, I think what you were saying, Joe, in terms of taking issue with his comments that he's made while in office, that's one thing, right? But if you look at his whole career as a physician, his entire career as a legislator, and now as governor, there's never been anything resembling an accusation that he's been racially insensitive in any possible way, right?
Yeah,
so how are we really going to drive someone out of office for conduct that had nothing to do with while they were in office, right? Now, I think that's, especially for a party that is championing second chances for people, and a party that's all for allowing people that are convicted of crimes to run for office. So this guy was never convicted of a crime. He was in a racist, stupid photo, when he was in college, and has never done anything in public life that suggests any degree of racism. So I really think it's inappropriate for us to drive someone out of office for behavior that was 35 years ago.
Well, let's go back exactly what the problem with that governor was, and that was the whole abortion situation.
Right, we'll get into that's it. One thing, right? If you want to make him resign for anything he's done in office,
that goes,
that's
somehow,
one thing.
Somehow that goes away, Frank. Hey, it's Frankie Morano, it's Joe Piscopo, Al Gattulo, Debbie's with us, and I want to mention this. Rick Klein's coming up momentarily, but you know, another police officer.
And you'll be happy to know, Joe, the accuser of the lieutenant governor, she has hired the same law firm that represented Dr. Christine Blasey Ford as well. So, who, of course, was Justice Kavanaugh's accuser.
There's so much to get into this morning, and we will. And I wanted to mention that another police officer shot and killed in Wisconsin Wednesday morning while serving a warrant. The police department confirmed the Milwaukee police officer Matthew Rittner, 35, shot while on the city's south side around 9:20 a.m. Rest in peace, officer. And just this is an epidemic that I would like to see the federal government get involved in. 6:37 with Joe Piscopo on the radio, Mr. Rick Klein, Dr. Keith Abloh on the show, Alan Alda on the show in the 9 o'clock hour. You don't want to miss that. And right now, let's jump to Big Alley as the headline news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
40 degrees at 6:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A man arrested in connection to the death of his mother is saying he's innocent. Manhattan man Jared Eng told an NBC4 reporter last night that he didn't kill her and that he loved her very much while being moved by police. Eng and two other people have been arrested on counts relating to the moving the dead body of Paula Chin. Chin's body was found in a garbage bag in Morris Township Tuesday, but investigators are speculating she was fatally stabbed in an apartment building she owned in Manhattan's Tribeca neighborhood. Police are also investigating after human remains were found on Staten Island yesterday. Investigators say the body of a man believed to be in his 40s was discovered in the Arden Heights neighborhood. The remains were found less than 50 feet from homes. People in the neighborhood say no one really goes into the wooded area where the discovery was made. ABC New York reports that police went to the scene after getting a tip. Investigators haven't said who provided the information. In sports, Nets took a 21-point lead into the fourth quarter, held off the Nuggets 135-130. Tony D'Angelo had the deciding shootout goal as the Rangers. They rallied past the Bruins 4-3. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. It's busy on the Cross Bronx heading west right out toward Jerome Avenue. Accident blocking two lanes, delays back to the Bruckner. Let's go out to the Verrazano Bridge, upper level, getting into Brooklyn. Looks like a stalled car in the way. Eastbound side of the BQE, still busy getting up toward Atlantic Ave with a collision cleared. And problems on the Belt Parkway. The westbound side of the Belt getting out toward Lefferts Boulevard. It's an accident. One lane remains blocked. And the northbound Van Wyck right into Hillside Ave, an accident there. Also problems on the Grand Central Parkway West right at the Clearview. A collision there as well. Southern State Parkway westbound right at the Wantagh. Watch out for an accident. Inbound side of the GWB. A disabled tractor trailer by the tolls. 20 minutes in. Over at the Lincoln 25. Holland still about 15 minutes getting into town. Alternate side in effect. Partly cloudy today. High of about 50. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970. The Answer.
Sponsored by Edible Arrangements. This Valentine's Day, Edible Arrangements reminds you to show you care with fresh strawberries, hand-dipped in delectable chocolate or with one of their signature arrangements. When you feel love, share love. Visit your local edible store or edible.com to order today. Available for pickup or delivery.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo on the radio. I am retweeting that Rick Klein is coming up momentarily. I did want to tell you about Michaels of Brooklyn, if I may. Michaels of Brooklyn, Evan Noir and Ostrin in Brooklyn. Fred is there. Johnny's there. Enzo is there. This is one of the five best Italian restaurants in all of the United States of America. I'm telling you, you're going to love Michaels of Brooklyn when you go out there and everybody greets you. Marianne, Michael himself is out there. He's been around since 1964. Evan Noir and Nostrin in Brooklyn, New York. If you're listening in New York, in Jersey, in Connecticut, all down the shore, you got to get to Brooklyn and experience one of the five best Italian restaurants in all of the United States of America. And as you listen around the country on AM970TheAnswer.com, I know you go to the supermarket, you look on your shelf, and I hear you, Little Rock. I hear you, Nashville. I know you call me, you tell me this. You're going to see Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. It is the single best jarred sauce that you will find anywhere at anytime. Michael's of Brooklyn, right on your supermarket shelf, all right? You got to try it. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios. Coming up at 10 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Rick Klein is political director of ABC News. Rick, welcome back to the show. Always great to having you with us. We never take it for granted. And a good morning to you, sir.
And good morning to you, Joe. Great to be here.
You know, Rick, your reaction to the president's State of the Union address?
You know, it was classic Trump because we were all surprised. He still has the capacity to shock us sometimes. And I think that speech was very much in line with that. I mean, it had a little bit of everything. Definitely some red meat for the base and some 2020 themes, but a whole lot of unity. And sometimes I'm looking at the president talk about this and I'm saying, where's this guy been? I haven't heard anything like this in a really long time. And as he talked to the guy in the Oval Office who's tweeting about crying Chuck and Nancy Pelosi and the rest.
I know. But have you had a one-on-one with the president, Rick? I forget. You told me this before. One-on-one with President Trump. I'm sure you have at one point, right?
Not as president, but as before his presidency, as a candidate and before then, yes. I haven't been one-on-one. I've been in smaller settings with him as president, but not one-on-one.
Yeah, you know what? I'm right with you on that. I've seen him before, but not as president. But he's such a regular guy. He's like that, you know? So when you see him being presidential like that, I don't know that even those of us who voted for him didn't expect him to have that in him. And he was great, and it was nice, and it was it's well-prepared and everything. But when getting down to the politics of it all and actually what he's going to do, do you think, Rick, and what are you hearing in D.C., that the president, will he indeed declare a national emergency in order to build that wall?
I think that's the likeliest outcome. He said it again on Tuesday night. He said, I will get that wall built. And so how does that happen? Do the Democrats cave? I think we saw Nancy Pelosi's facial expression. Do you think she's going to cave? I'm not seeing it. Is there going to be a government shutdown? No, I don't think anyone really wants that. And I don't think the president wants that. You know, there's still a possibility Congress passes something for border security. The president calls it a wall. The Nancy Pelosi says it isn't, and everyone moves on. But I think the easiest way out, the clearest way out to me, remains the national emergency. And the president declares it. Who knows where it ends up in courts, but at least the country moves on. You know, it's still striking to me how little this came up on Tuesday night. The president wants to be talking about other things, too. He wants this done, but he wants other things to be talked about as well.
Yeah, how great that it was great that he made references, I thought, to the Holocaust, to the Second World War. It was almost like a history lesson, wasn't it, a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, of course, everyone's going to cheer the end of the Holocaust. And the happy birthday thing was very sweet.
That was so cute for the Holocaust
survivor. He's his own guy. You know them well, Joe, and he's going to do things that aren't expected, some things that aren't really connected. It was one of the longer speeches. He didn't do a whole lot of policy. You know, I was looking at it as a political guy. I'm looking for, all right, so what are you telling me about 2020 here? And there was definitely stuff in there. But I heard a lot about 2019 and his hopes there. And, of course, the warning to Congress about investigations, that was a pretty memorable moment. I wonder if that's kind of the line that people remember out of this, that line that he's ruined the stand, that's saying, you know, don't go there. That's not the way to do this.
That's true. Do you think when he mentioned socialism, and I love when he did that, was he taking a shot at Ocasio-Cortez or Bernie Sanders? You know, I couldn't decide with, because Bernie was curled up in a ball. Did you see him there, man?
That's a doubleheader for him. I mean, it's so easy. He knows the attention that Ocasio-Cortez has gotten. And I think there's even a grudging admiration for what she's done in terms of the way she's broken through as a media star. Trump knows how that works. Bernie's similar. I mean, you know, and I know, I'm sure that in his mind, he's looking out there and seeing them and even trying to make eye contact with them when he says it, because he knows that a Democratic socialist is going to have a hard time not clapping for or clapping for a call to end socialism. And, you know, there's some Democrats that welcome that fight. Now, is that where the Democratic Party is largely? No, we're not in danger of lapsing into socialism. But he's right in saying that some of the more prominent members of the party right now, Bernie Sanders and AOC among them, are self-described socialists and view themselves as wanting to move policies in that direction. They're actually unapologetic about that.
Yeah, great. Well said, by the way, Rick. Grudging admiration, you know? Hey, Rick, we were talking about this earlier. We can't figure this out. How many people need to confess to wearing blackface before you're named governor of Virginia? What is going on down there, man? I mean, that's in the backyard down there, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's just a few miles away in Virginia, although Virginia is a big place, and there's a lot of weird things that happen. And this story, you know, political scientists call this bananas. This is just off the hook, Joe. I mean, the idea that the top three officials in the state, the governor and the attorney general, both are dealing with these blackface scandals. And the number two has a Me Too accuser who's emerged and has gone public with her accusations. And number four, of course, is a Republican. So, you know, Democrats love to talk about Virginia as their big success story. You know, this is the state of Charlottesville and of the old Confederacy and a lot of Robert E. Lee statues. And they love the story they tell of progress. They now have statewide officials who are Democrats, two Democratic senators, and a Republican stronghold. They could actually hand the state over to a Republican governor for the next 3 years, a battleground state, all because of these unbelievable scandals involving the top three officials in the state. It's unbelievable. Never seen anything like this, Joe.
You know, and that Republican, Frankie was just telling me, he wanted to coin toss that guy?
Yeah. What happened was after the election, it was deadlocked. And so they actually had to pick a name out of a hat to settle one of the races. the settling of that race, gave control to the Republicans, and allowed this guy to be House Speaker. So it's just, you cannot make up any aspect of this story. And, you know, Virginia has just an utter crisis of leadership right now. And I'm looking at it through the prism of 2020, because all of these presidential contenders who were so quick to say they believe Christine Blasey Ford and not Brett Kavanaugh, and condemned Brett Kavanaugh over the allegations last fall,
exactly.
The question for them becomes, what do you call for now? Who do you believe in this Me Too accusation against the lieutenant governor? And do you think they all have to go based on the standards that you yourself have articulated?
Rick, you're so good, man. I love chatting with you. Before we let you go, and I appreciate that you're always such a good father to your kids and do such a great job at ABC News 2020. And I'm looking at it, and I'm right with you on all of this, man. I'm such a political geek, and I'm thinking, I'm looking at everybody, and some of my friends are running in 2020 on the Democratic side, and I'm watching them, and I know them. I don't see anybody except now. I may alienate some members of our audience, but Biden is the guy. Biden, Beto.
Wow.
They walk in. That's the only one that I see that could make any damage toward a Trump 2020 campaign. Yes,
Biden, Beto together as a ticket. You know, I think I've heard people talk about this as sort of the dream matchup. I think the thing that makes it difficult in today's Democratic Party is that you've got two white men. One's older and one's a little younger. Obviously, it balances. But think about the pressures in this party right now. After Hillary Clinton's defeat, in the era of Donald Trump, you've got this historically diverse field: Kamala Harris, Cory Booker. You've got five or six women that are running. The idea of going to white guys, you know, maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. But look, right now, the two people you mentioned are not candidates, right? And what I've seen in presidential politics over the years is that oftentimes, the candidate looks strongest from the outside. The moment someone gets in, you start to see the warts and you start to see the gaffes, and there's other issues that came up. So on today's evidence, I think you're right. Biden and Beto are two people you consider very strong, but they haven't even said they're running, much less put themselves out there and start to respond in real time to the issues that come up during a campaign.
Rick, right on the money, as always. Always appreciate your time, Rick Klein. All the best. Give our best to your family on Long Island, brother, and come back soon, my friend.
All right. Thanks, Joe. You're the man.
Okay. Thank you so much. Rick Klein right there, political director of ABC News. 10 minutes before 7 o'clock, 6:50 with Joe on the radio. Here comes Debbie Duhame looking out for you on the roads on AM970TheAnswer.com. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Joe. And we'll start off on the island, tell you what's happening here on the Southern State Parkway westbound, getting out toward the area of the Wantagh. Watch out for an accident there. And traffic is still slowing down for you as you head over to the Northern State westbound out toward the Meadowbrook. Stop and go LIE westbound through New Hyde Park Road in Nassau County. And you're still slowing down big time here on the eastbound side of the BQE by Atlantic Avenue. Looks like an accident blocking two lanes, and watch for delays at the Verrazano Bridge. Upper level getting into Brooklyn with a stalled car. Eastbound belt out by Rockaway Parkway, that's a stalled car. And problems now on the West Side Highway south, getting down toward the 70s. Problem is actually on the northbound side, but it's heavy southbound with rubbernecking. Northbound West Side getting up past 79th Street. Pretty bad accident. All lanes now subject to closure over there. And watch for slowdowns cross Bronx West at Jerome Avenue with an earlier accident cleared. Inbound GWB Lincoln and the Holland All 30. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
The Orange go for the season sweep against Boston College Saturday in the Dome. Hi, I'm Matt Park. Join Jim Sadlin and me for Orange pregame at 1:30 on AM 970, The Answer. New York's radio home for Syracuse University basketball.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka sees a split vote on the left in 2020.
Howard Schultz, former CEO of Starbucks, is going to potentially run for president. Can you say Ross Perot on the left? He will split the vote. Many others are very angry with Mr. Schultz.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer, brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
If you're a firm believer that education is a top priority in helping shape our children to be the future leaders of tomorrow, then you'll be excited to know that AM 970 The Answer has developed a program to help parents send their children to the best Christian schools in the area. The half-off tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area. This is a great way for parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality education. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. This is just our way to say thank you to the parents and schools that already know the importance of a good education. For more information, go to am970theanswer.com and click on the discount tuition banner. Here are just a few of the schools available. Hawthorne Christian Academy, International Christian School, Kearney Christian Academy. Once again, go to am970theanswer.com for the full listing of schools. Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Patchy fog, spotty drizzle to start, otherwise cloudy today, high 47. Occasional rain and drizzle tonight and early tomorrow, along with some fog, low tonight 42. Later tomorrow, becoming increasingly windy as clouds give way to sunshine, the high 55. Temperature will fall to the 40s late in the day. Saturday, sunny, blustery, much colder, high 34. AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, sorry. Hey, Joe, on the radio, Valentine's Day is coming up. I got where you got to go. Are you ready for this? Parian and Sons, great gift-giving ideas. I was up there with Glenn Parian. I went up there. Remember I told you? Beautiful. The stones, by the way. Just the diamonds. All the jewelry, the watches at Parian and Sons. I told you that, to get my old jewelry taken care of. So, which you can do. You take your old jewelry up to Parian and Sons, right there on Franklin Avenue, Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. They you get it back in a minute, looking brand spanking new. But I took a look around. Katie walked me around, and I'm going like, wow, you got to see the jewelry up there. Parian and Sons, beautiful jewelry. Necklaces, bracelets, earrings, top designers such as Charles Kripel and A-Link, watches by Ebel and Oris. Parian and Sons are real jewelers. Again, they repair, they restore, they'll make that old jewelry look like new. And they do it right there on the premises. And if you're getting engaged, by the way, Parian and Sons will walk you through the four C's when you buy a diamond like nobody else. So for a Valentine's Day that she will remember, please visit Parian and Sons. Right there. Very easy to get to. I went up there and give Glenn my very best. Please, when you get there, you tell the Parian family, heard you on Piscopo, and I'm here. Show me what you got, Glenn, and you're going to be so surprised for this Valentine's Day. Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, or at ParianDiamonds.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
What is this? Wait, let me guess. Can you guess this theme song? Can someone guess this theme song? I know what it is. I think I know what it is. 877-970-2999.
Hey, if you order now, you'll get a free Afro wig. And you too could be in blackface and move to Virginia.
Wow, that's terrible. That's terrible.
Oh, come on. This would be a contest. Virginia's one of the most beautiful states I've ever been to. I mean, the people are nice, the beauty, the natural geographical beauty of Virginia. This is horrible what's happening down there, Frank. I mean, really, what's going on? By the way, that was, Al will tell you. That's the Mod Squad, right?
Yeah,
right?
That's correct. That's correct. Right? The theme from the Mod Squad.
Because we were talking about Link.
And you know what? I stand corrected. Link was Clarence Williams III.
Thank you, Al.
I stand corrected.
Vilifying me yesterday.
That's right.
So listen, and believe me, you don't even start with the racist stuff. I'm so sick of hearing about it. But we get into this conversation. This is after the show. You think that we're like this on the air? We're worse on the air. So the three of us, we're like in the studio and we're going like, well, like it's eight, we're talking about Link, you know? I said Link was he was the guy. He was the brother that was on Mod Squad. Oh, Al goes, that's racist. He wasn't the brother.
I screwed up.
But and that's kind of a racist connotation, I think. To even name him.
I know, because if you guess the name of the theme song and you win an Afro wig and get a trip to Virginia, that's not racist at all. Not at all. I mean, come on, really?
I've had it. No, but I'm saying it. What are you gonna? nothing. You're going to have to find Virginia. Could someone please step up that didn't blackface? That's the next campaign for the next governor.
Yeah,
I was never in blackface.
All of them. Elizabeth Warren, I was an Indian when I wasn't an Indian, this, that, whatever. Yeah. Everybody now, they're all, it's 90% of the politicians are liars. They all have to just come out and say, I'm not this. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. I mean, come on. Enough.
I know. You know, what's the policy? What's the initiative? Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Five Boroughs is here. You can't make it up, I'll tell you that. And you know what? You got to laugh. Everybody's got to relax. You know, you just got to laugh, man, and see the insanity of it all. But stay vigilant, because we will get there. Keith Abloh will break it all down for us, the official psychiatrist of the Joe Piscopo Show and spokesperson for Brainsway Depression Treatment. Lord knows we need to talk with Keith Abloh today, coming right up after the news, all right? Alan Alda on the show. Yes, the one, the only, on Radio Piscopo Live.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
40 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The MTA is promising L train riders that everything is okay despite a lingering stench. Service halted Tuesday after fumes were coming from heating oil that leaked onto tracks at Graham Station. Officials say one rider passed out. Some transit employees have been hospitalized from the fumes. Riders could still smell a funky stench yesterday, but the MTA officials have put out a message assuring strap hangers that the L train line is 100% safe. A third man is in custody for the 2018 homicide of a Bayonne man. The Hudson County Prosecutor's Office announced yesterday that Jersey City resident James Crawford arrested Tuesday in connection to the death of Eric Crocker. Crocker found last September mortally wounded by gunfire in Jersey City near Lembeck and Ocean Avenues. City residents Jameer Thomas and Alexander Harris already arrested last year for Crocker's murder.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.